Before beginning his Wednesday general audience, Pope Benedict XVI greeted an overflow crowd of pilgrims waiting for him in St. Peter's Basilica. Most of them were Italian students, and Pope Benedict, after welcoming them, reminded them that it was the Feast of the Chair of Peter, which has a special significance in St. Peter's Basilica.
L'odierna festa, invitandoci a guardare alla cattedra di San Pietro.
The Holy Father told them to stimulate and nourish in their personal life and public actions the faith which is based on the testimony of Peter and the other apostles. He said by imitating their example, they'll be able to be witnesses of Christ in the church and in the world. After greeting the students, Pope Benedict went to the Pope Paul VI Audience Hall, where 9,000 pilgrims greeted him. During his catechesis, he spoke more about the day's feast.
Today we celebrate the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. It is an ancient feast dating back to the 4th century, which gives thanks to God for the mission entrusted to the Apostle Peter and to his successors. The first seat of the church was the cenacle, where, in all probability, there was a special place reserved for Simon Peter. From there, the seat of Peter moved to Antioch, where he became its first bishop. And from there, Providence led Peter to Rome, where his service to the gospel was crowned with martyrdom. In this way, Rome came to be known as the see of the successor of Peter and the cathedra of its bishop, as representing the mission entrusted to him by Christ to shepherd his entire flock. In celebrating the chair of Peter, we thus recognize its spiritual significance. It is a special sign of the love of God, the good and eternal shepherd, who guides the whole church along the way of salvation. In the words of St. Jerome, "I follow no leader save Christ, so I consult the chair of Peter, for this I know is the rock upon which the church is built."
After his catechesis, he greeted various groups of pilgrims in the hall.
"A warmly welcome all to all the English-speaking pilgrims present at this audience. In particular, I greet the members of the Pro Oriente Syria Commission and also the members of the British Parliament. Today, I invite you all to visit the specially decorated monument to the Cathedra of Peter in the Basilica. There, I ask you to pray that the Holy Spirit may enlighten me and support me in my service to the Church. Thank you, and may God bless you all."
At the end of the audience, the Pope granted his apostolic blessing, which we share with you now.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in seculo.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fece celum et terram.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.